Joined before today's game by head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, last Saturday, your offense was finally able to get off to a good start. In fact, scoring touchdowns on their first four drives of the game. What were some of the keys to that quick start for your offense finally?
I think it's a double-edged sword where, A, we're able to run the ball. I think anytime you can run it, opens up some more lanes for Brandon and got some easy completions. Malik got some confidence going to the receivers and converted some third downs to keep it going. And it was important. It was a windy day and going into the wind. It was a weird day. It was really nice up until about kickoff, you know, and then the wind started switching and the sun went away and ended up being kind of a chilly day. But yeah, they executed really well. Defense got the ball back for them a couple of times and things started steamrolling on our side of the ball and on our, on our sideline.
And you mentioned the defense. Southwest isn't a great offensive team, but they were pretty good at running the ball coming in. I thought your defense did a good job handling the run all day.
Yeah, we did okay. There's some things. We gave up a couple runs here and there that we wish we could have back. But yeah, we were able to control the run game for the most part and played pretty sound in the back half. So it was fun. We just had to get the ball back to the offense. They were definitely in rhythm and getting the ball distributed out to all their talented guys on that side.
One thing I've noticed the last couple of weeks, last few weeks actually, there seems to have been a rise in the roughing the passer calls, I think both ways. Is it some point of emphasis that the Northern Sun has made this year, or because it seems the quarterbacks are even more untouchable, if you will, over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think just in general, football trickled down from the NFL to the college ranks to the Power Five schools. I think they're putting a major point of emphasis on protecting those guys, and rightfully so. They get put in some awkward positions and you just got to know how to hit the quarterback. Now it's one of the weird deals. It's almost better to take him to the ground instead of, taking a shot up top. And, obviously we have the roughing on the interception in the third or fourth quarter there, which was frustrating, but we've been talking about it for 5 or 6 weeks on the defensive side of the ball. It's like, if you're to the point where you're in the strike zone, when the ball's being released, it's just way better to run through the quarterback and take him to the ground compared to, hitting him up top and having him go flying. So yeah, it's a little bit different than it has been in the past, but just, understand the thought process to protect those guys. And we just got to be smarter on the defensive side, not taking those hits. And if you're going to do it, take him to the ground.
A fantastic season for Brandon Ault. Just kept getting better. 6 more touchdown passes. He set the school record for season touchdown passes. He's got 2 games left after blowing that record out of the water. He has really been in good rhythm, and his receivers are reacting to the football really well.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of chemistry, and they've built up a lot of rapport, and there's just confidence when you've had success, and it just breeds more success and more confidence. So I think you go back to those guys, again, just getting in rhythm, Brandon having time up front. I do think being able to run the ball more and more effective the last 3 weeks has helped us. And we're going to have to continue to do that. And I think that's just the maturity of our young offensive line moving forward. But we've really protected Brandon pretty well throughout the course of the year, to be honest with you. Overall, haven't given up a ton of sacks, but it's just a comfort level. And it was nice, I think, in some other games earlier when the O-line was shuffling, it just took Brandon a little bit, maybe a couple drives to feel, comfortable. And then he got in his rhythm. He just was able to get that out of the way right away and get in rhythm. So that was nice to see the offense firing all cylinders.
And to wrap up, you were able to get some young men on the field that hadn't had a chance to play a whole lot. The kid that really stood out to me was Jared Gronsky. Boy, he came in the game and was – I need to ask first, was it an arranged thing? Because Sage Booker carried the ball, and as soon as he was tackled, he hopped up and threw his fist in the air because he knew he was coming out of the game. That doesn't happen very often. And then Jared came in, and boy, he just ran the football.
Yeah, Gronsky did a nice job. I think, his dad was a very, very good running back here for us, obviously before I got here, but did a great job. So I think there's some excitement for, anytime the younger guys get to go out there and play, there's some excitement from the vets and, leading the charge with the running back group. They're excited for him. I thought Brandon was great on the sideline, and all the vets were just cheering on the younger compadres out there and getting after it. So it was fun. I think we got almost everybody that was eligible on the field to get out there. So, but yeah, Gronsky ran hard. He made some good cuts. It's their opportunity to go out and show the staff what they can do, because they really haven't had that opportunity to do it as much this year. We've been in some closer games where we haven't been able to get those guys in as much. So happy for all those guys, and especially for Gronsky.
Hey, Coach Brent Bolte with us. He'll be back later to talk about today's opponent, Northern State. Coming up next, Schultze will visit with Brandon Ault on the Beaver Radio Network. We are back with head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, today's opponent, the Northern State Wolves. Give us a scouting report on them, if you would.
Really good football team. I mean, that really sums it up. They're very explosive on offense. Hunter Troutman, their quarterback, is playing at an extremely high level. I think he'll be in the conversation for player of the year. They got great skill guys from running backs to receivers. They have just a really, really good collection of skill. They've done a nice job of supplementing those guys through the COVID offseason and bringing in a lot of guys. So you'll see a very, very good offensive unit. They've been able to run the ball more effectively. And honestly, very easily could be 9-0 at this point instead of 7-2. Lost an overtime heartbreaker in their opener against Mankato. Lost a 7-point game at home against Mary. But other than that, they've really been controlling the rest of the league that they've gone against. So they're kind of the same position we are. If they win out, they'd probably be in the national playoffs and have still a chance to win the North. So really good there. Again, on defense, very, very aggressive group. They've got some transfer inside backers that are playing really well. Their secondary is opportunistic, creating a lot of turnovers, which is, the goal of any defense. So, and they're really good on special teams. They got Vance Barnes, a kid that can fly he's a running back for him. He's great on kickoff returns, and they got a really skilled receiver. That's a transfer from NDSU that does their punt return game. So just overall, from special teams, offense, defense, coaching, they got good scheme. They're the real deal, good team.
We've been talking a lot about Brandon Ault and the season he's having. You mentioned Troutman, 30 touchdowns, but only 4 interceptions all season. That's exceptional.
Yeah, he's obviously got in a rhythm with the coordinator and what they're asking those guys to do. Very user-friendly offense. It's similar to ours, I would say, in terms of RPO driven, taking some shots downfield. But yeah, he's a fifth or sixth year guy. Can't remember what the COVID year now, all that. He certainly is a guy that's played a ton of reps for him. He gets the ball out super fast. So take what you're given, and still be able to throw the ball vertically downfield. So he's a tremendous competitor. I give him a lot of credit for what they're able to do down there. And again, kind of like Brandon has a lot of talent out there to wing it around to. So those guys, if he's off a little bit, make him look good too by coming down with it. So yeah, they're very gifted on offense for sure.
The mentality of your team going into this game, it's going to be senior day there in Aberdeen. Plus you've got a pair of 7-2 teams. You mentioned maybe national playoff picture. Talk about preparing your team mentally for this game.
Yeah, I think the easiest thing that we kind of just go back on is just be 1-0 on the week. And that starts with preparation of being 1-0 each rep in practice, 1-0 each day. And then that should be a byproduct of giving you an opportunity to be 1-0 on the week. So, we've been in, kind of playoff mode ever since we dropped our second game. So if a third one pops up, the playoffs get really, really difficult to make it into. But our immediate goal is obviously just improve and worry about ourselves and go down there and take care of what we can control. So if we do that through the course of the week, we'll give ourselves a chance on Saturday to go down and perform well.
And to finish up, we haven't talked about it a whole lot because it's pretty much out of your hands. I mean, if you win ball games, that's all you can do. But as far as the national playoffs are concerned, the ratings came out the second round on Monday. You're 7th. The top 7 make it. Northern State is 10th. Augie is 2nd. Duluth is 8th. They play each other this week. Do you mention that at all to your team or with social media? I'm sure they know what's going on. Do you just kind of let them read and about those things on their own?
Well, they know about it. I mean, it's as soon as the regional rankings come out, they're put out there. And we'll address it. You kind of have to, and can't just leave the elephant in the room and not discuss it. But it all just goes back to the overall way we've been treating this all year is, let's worry about this week, worry about getting better, worry about us. And if you continue to win, we'll be in the conversation week 11, which is great. And that's what we're trying to do. And if we happen to win out, then we'll figure it out from there. So I just worry about the now. You can't worry about the past or the future and the what ifs. So I think your kids are pretty grounded that way. And I've been doing this a long time. You can't worry about a bunch of things you can't control. The one thing that we can't control is going out there and putting our best foot forward down in Northern.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck today.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Head coach Brent Bolte before the game today. Lineups and kickoff are next on the Beaver Radio Network.